Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mac Show. This is a dual episode because it is the Haunted and Possessed Computer episode, clearly based on everything I was dealing with before we actually started the show. But more importantly, it's also another keynote poker day here on the Mac Show. And that's because Apple is hosting their Scary Fast media event on Monday, October 30th. And for those of us in the United States, it's in the evening. For those of you in the EU and the UK, it's at stupid o'clock in the morning.
Yes, 1 a.m. or midnight in the UK. 1 a.m. Central yes. European time, midnight in the UK.
Mm-hmm. So
yeah, for those of us in the United States, it's on during both Monday Night Football and the World Series. And it's too early in the morning for China.
But it
doesn't fit for anybody.
It lines up for Japan, 9 a.m.
Yeah. And it's just the right time if you're in Western or Eastern Australia or New Zealand.
Yeah, so you have to wonder if that has any effect. I saw some speculation this week about the possibility of there being a big gaming announcement from a gaming house housed in Japan. I know nothing about gaming, so Ben is probably a better one to talk about that. Ben or Joe?
It would track. But we should probably talk about this during our picks.
Yes. Yeah.
We should. All right, before we do that, I want to say hi to all of you because it's always such a treat to get to spend time with each one of you on my Friday morning. I love it. Dave, how are you?
I am doing great. I missed you guys last week because I went to this concert and it was a lot of fun. And I took a great amount of pictures and it was amazing. And I'm going to make sure I share it with everybody else. So Patrice, I'll share it with you. You see what my pictures were. The 15 Pro Max is amazing.
So, mm-hmm.
Great to be here. I know we got a lot to talk about, and I'm glad I'm back.
Well, it's great to have you back. And thank you for taking one for the team and making the trip out to the Vegas holodeck so that you could report back.
Sphere.
Yeah, the sphere, the holodeck, tomato.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This big round thing.
Big round thing. That's right.
Earth, you mean?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. It was Earth. Dave went to Earth.
Never heard of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
fake news.
Yeah. Check your Hitchhiker's Guide. There's a whole entry in there about it. It says mostly harmless. Yeah.
Well, it used to say harmless.
Yeah, wasn't it like destroyed?
Ben has the updated version.
Put it in the highway.
Well, I mean, yes, but they had the backup, and so they booted up from that.
Yeah.
Ben, how are you?
I am great. I am ready for both Birthday Ween and the Scary Fast event. Saturday, tomorrow.
Tomorrow's your birthday. Happy birthday. Ahead early.
Wow. Yep. Yep. I get even more gray in my hair.
We've got plenty of it here.
You're an amateur. Yeah. You're an amateur,
yeah.
Buddy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's see. I feel like I should make up a birthday song for you, Ben.
No, that's all right.
Nope, too late. Happy birthday to Ben. It's gonna be a fun day. Drinking and cake and all of that stuff. And I hope that he gets to do stuff that no one else gets to hear about because it would be embarrassing or potentially illegal to talk about until after the statute of limitations. Happy birthday to you.
Yeah.
Oh, there will be drinking. There might even be drinking right after the show.
Well, why didn't you start drinking before?
Right. All right, Chuck, follow that. How are you?
I can't follow that. I can't possibly follow that. I'm great. I'm a little speechless after yet another Jeff Gamet composition on the fly.
Can you imagine the album? But, I mean, once all of this stuff gets compiled together into an album, and we already have the album art from the screenshot that Ben took.
And but you know, Jeff, the thing about your songs is that I think they not only reflect on the individual they are about, but also a great deal on how your mind works as well. So it's a little scary somewhere, those two interactions.
Thanks.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Patrice, you're so incredibly tolerant. And I do appreciate that. How are you?
I'm doing well. I had the day off, went shopping, got some clothes and some makeup and stuff. So I had some Starbucks. Like, I've discovered some new parts of Vienna. So been good. Good day.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, glad to see that Ben is back with based on the color, I'm going to assume that
it's apple juice, right?
I was going to go to Maker's Mark.
It has apple juice in it.
Okay.
And apple cider and 190 proof Everclear.
Jeez. So it's basically just apple juice, right?
Breakfast of champions.
Use that to take the rust off of your nails.
That's what she said. Anyhow, it's Keynote Poker Day because yes. Apple has their media event. And so I'm just going to slide that right over to you, Patrice, because mm-hmm. you are our Keynote Poker master or mistress, whichever you prefer.
or dealer. Mistress.
Overlord?
Over queen. Queen of Keynote Poker, right?
The queen yes. of Keynote Poker. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you the queen of Keynote Poker, Patrice Brandemore.
Thank you. Yeah, it's really funny. Last week, I wanted to ask you on the show whether you think there will be an Apple event. And I would have said no. And a couple days after, we got one. So here we are. Mm-hmm. So Keynote Poker, as always. There is some, I should update this. It's also October and not September. There is some rules that if you have not heard of Keynote Poker, we completely stole from some other places. We have two rounds. In each round, each panelist will introduce one prediction about the upcoming Apple event. Predictions have to be concrete and we have to be deemed risky enough to warrant a bet. So if someone says, I don't know, there will be people on talking or something like that. That's not a huge risk unless we get just all robots. But I think it's a pretty safe bet there will be Apple people saying something. So yeah, it should be fun. That's all why we do this. Predictions cannot be repeated by other panelists. So two people shouldn't say the same thing again. Just we want to keep it entertaining. Once someone has picked it, it's off the table. And for each prediction, the panel will then bet, including the person who introduced it, who gets the bet first, points from -5, meaning absolutely not going to happen, to +5, yes, absolutely going to happen. And then after the event, so we only count what is in the actual video. Nothing before, nothing after. Just the video. Prediction is deemed correct if it's either announced by the presenter or shown on a slide during the presentation. So videos and stuff like that also would count for sure. Mm-hmm. Information that surfaces after the event, like press releases or hands-on stuff or whatever, does not count. And then for each prediction, we tally up the points. You either lose your bets or you win your bets, either way. And the person with the most points wins the BTN Keynote Poker. And if there's a tie, we'll do it one or many coin tosses to decide the winner. But so far, we have not needed that, I think, from what I remember. So, trustyrandom.org has picked the order of who's going to start out. And today it's going to be Chuck, Patrice, Dave, and Jeff. And of course, in each round. Yes.
What?
There's no Ben. Yes, you're right. Yeah, I forgot
the hell?
Wow.
So, it's so random that Ben doesn't even get to participate. Yeah.
Okay, let's well, fix that.
This computer just freaking offed me.
Yeah. So let's add Ben.
This is what they get for running their server off of a Pentium processor.
Ben, given what you're drinking, they figured you probably wouldn't be able to speak anyway. So,
or even realize that you weren't.
Do I have everybody now?
What does he do? He drinks more.
So the new order, as picked by random.org, is Ben, Dave, Jeff, and then me. So
what about me?
No Chuck.
There's a Chuck. Ben, Dave, Chuck, Jeff, and Patrice.
Chuck is in the middle.
Yep, Chuck in the middle.
We're making a Chuck sandwich.
I finally got to the top of the bill, and then it got wiped out.
Thank you, screwy computer.
Yes.
You know, it's probably running.
Put this in.
It's probably running on an Atari or something. It's probably what random.org is using for randomness.
Yeah.
All right.
There you go.
So Ben, your first prediction, please.
My first prediction will be a very risky one, but I'm gonna hope. Okay. I'm betting five to this. The M3 Pro and the M3 Max will all be announced.
Ooh.
Come through for me, German.
Okay, the M3, M3 Pro, and M3 Max will be announced. Okay, all three. There can be more than those three, but those three have to be with these names in the list.
Yes.
Makes sense.
You missed
okay.
The Ultra.
Well, it didn't. If there's an Ultra, it doesn't matter. Like, can or cannot happen. Okay, Dave, what's your bet on that one?
Yeah, I'll go risky two plus five.
Okay. And Chuck, any thoughts on, do we get those three this early in the game?
That's the question, if we get all of them. I'm going to go a minus two on that. Because I don't think we'll get all of them. I think there's a good chance we'll get some. I don't think we'll get all.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How about you, Jeff?
All right. I don't think we will get all three of those announced. Also, I don't think we will get an M3 announcement. That's my crazy stance on this.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, I'm going minus five, which means that Ben wins on this one, because now that I've said it absolutely is not happening, we will get M3s on Monday.
You know what the problem with that statement is? If all of us are always wrong, then that doesn't work out for instance, like that.
Yeah, it could be one of those days that Chuck's minus two wins it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to go with you, Jeff. I could they announce the M3? Yes, it's possible, but I think for the Pro and the Max, it's too early. They literally just announced the M2s like not even that long ago. Earlier this year. So,
January.
No. Yeah, I don't think so. I think it's too early for them. I think they have too much issue. Do they have too much issues producing the stuff they already have to do this? So, might get an M3, might not. I have a different theory on this one. So, minus five. So, first round one prediction from you, Dave.
I am going to go on a limb too here. I think they're going to announce iPad Pros M3s. I think that it's way overdue. I think at the very least a 12.9 inch is well overdue. And I think it's going to be a good, a good fit into this announcement. I know it's a lot of rumors have not said it, but I'm going to go on a limb. I think I like it.
So, do you want to put the size in, or just say iPad Pro M3, whatever the size is?
Yeah,
okay.
I'm not gonna. Yeah, that would probably be stupid. Then I really get screwed. I don't get all of them. Yeah, no, it'll be all the pro, the two pro models, the 11, you know, or the, you know, they could announce, they possibly could announce them in the size increment, but I'll include that as part of it. And then plus five.
Plus five. Okay. So plus five from you. So Chuck, what are your thoughts on this one?
I'm going to give that a minus four. I don't think that it makes any sense to have the M3 debut in an iPad. Sorry, Dave.
But
okay.
I'm going out on a limb, just like Ben did.
Jeff, your thoughts on this one?
All right. Well, Chuck, you made me have to actually analyze my my bet, because I was going to bet just completely emotionally. And now you've ruined that for me. So thanks for that. All right. What if it is an M3 iPad Pro, but the M3 chip is not the chip that people are expecting, which is the next performance upgrade for the M series. But instead, this is a new version of the M processor that's been highly optimized for performance on low power for the iPad line.
Possible. M3 Slim.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. The M3 Slim. I like that. Now, the problem with this would be the graphic we have for the event. Assuming that we take it as a hint, does imply macOS related things.
But we already got macOS related things.
Right. So, but macOS related things could be hardware.
Or someone just liked that face and just wanted to put it in the graphic.
And it's
remember well-known whatever years
associated with Apple.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think the thing ever had anything to do with what they announced.
That's okay. That's fair. All right.
Yeah. I mean, we are still wondering what the hell Wanderlust actually meant.
Exactly.
That's true.
Fair. Fair. Okay. Then.
So what's your bet?
I've gone back to totally emotional. Plus five. I just absolutely love this prediction, regardless of whether or not it's right.
I think it's time for the iPad Pro to get a new processor. And if they do an M3, I think this would be the obvious one. So I'm going to go for plus five with this one. I'm still not 100% sure we will get M3, but if we do,
Is the current iPad an M2?
Yeah.
Is there? Okay. I think they
released that last year, right?
I still stand by my comment.
I still have the M1, my iPad.
Yeah. So, birthday boy, Ben. Do you think this is going to happen?
Oh, wait a minute. Negative five. iPads will be saved for the spring.
Okay. Good. We'll see. We'll see about that. I mean, we almost can guarantee there will be a spring event, since Apple said that's when the Vision Pro will come out. So I bet they will do that.
Now, you know, the thing that influenced me on doing this was the fact that this event, I mean, this off-the-wall timed event like this, I mean, Apple's being way over the top, unpredictable this time around. And I think that's kind of influenced me.
That would be funny if they did an iPad 11 and an Air.
That would be. Yeah, with an M3, but no Pro. That could happen. Mm-hmm. Okay, Chuck, your first prediction, please.
My first prediction is that we will see a refreshed iMac.
What does refreshed mean for you?
Means an update to processors. So
it looks the same, but internal spec bumps, basically.
Yeah. I think there's a good chance that the M2, I think there's a small possibility the M3 might make an appearance in an iMac. But I think more importantly, you're going to see maybe M2s move into the iMac. So that's why I'm going to say refreshed.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But so if they change the design completely, then would that count as a refresh? Probably not.
I'll let the panel decide.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I think the spirit is...
M3 and just jump.
Well, I think M2, M3, I think it's the same. Whether it's M2 or M3, I would count that as the same.
Yeah, that would be a spec bump refresh.
Yeah.
That's really what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think it makes any sense to do a redesign at this stage for this kind of event. But would I'll ask the panel, would you consider a different color a redesign?
No.
Okay.
If it's just a different color, no.
Okay.
And I wouldn't consider a redesigned stand as a redesign either.
Might argue with that one.
Depends on what the redesign would be. Yeah. Okay. So a refresh. Okay. I think we got it. We'll argue about it later. So what's your bet on it, Chuck?
I'm going to put a +4 on that.
+4. Okay. Jeff, any thoughts on a refreshed Mac?
I think it's about time for an iMac refresh. Mm-hmm. And it's one of the... I had some things about refresh on my predictions list anyhow. So I'm all in. Let's give this a +5. I'm going to outbet Chuck on his own bet.
Yeah, and I'll be with you, honestly, with the +5. I think it was the first, as far as I remember, it was the first M series Mac that was introduced, right?
Yep.
The iMac. And since then there's been no changes at all.
900 days. But,
no M2 Pro, no like M1 Pro, no M2 Pro, nothing. Like no M2, nothing. It just never changed. So I think it's time. October is the time when Apple does stuff like this usually. So yeah, I think it's gonna happen.
Just
not sure this is worth an entire event. But yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. I'm not sure this is worth an entire event, but yeah, they will probably do that.
Hence my first prediction. If this was just the iMac, they wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
It would be a press release.
Yeah, press release with a video maybe and say, yeah, new iMac. Yeah. By the way.
Mm-hmm.
Refreshed it. So Ben, I think we just heard your opinion on it.
Yes, +5, it's now +5. Or never.
Okay.
if they don't do it in this, the iMac's dead.
Pretty much, yeah. Dave.
Yeah, I'll go +5 as well. Yeah, I don't see the iMac being dead. It's definitely an important piece of the line. I mean, this first one was more of a consumer line product as it was anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, there's a lot of chatter about iMac 27 inch and the Pro, and I think Apple really realized that the Pro wasn't the thing for the iMac. That's why you got the Mac Studio and the Mac Pro.
Which is something we could get. I mean, it would still be okay with, like, as long as the base iMac that we know now gets a spec bump, Chuck gets his points. Jeff gets his points too.
And I get more.
Everybody gets their points.
Yeah, everybody gets more points than Chuck. Yeah. That's the funny thing. Literally,
we benefit more than Chuck for Chuck being right.
But if I'm wrong, then I don't suffer as much.
This is
you're one point better. Okay, Jeff, your first prediction.
Okay, my first prediction. I'm going to go like out on a limb and like way out left field. I think that because Apple is trying to get more serious about gaming.
Yes.
We are getting an Apple TV refresh with some really nice spec bumps so that it can perform more like a gaming console. But we are getting an Apple TV refresh as part of this. I don't think it'll be the primary announcement, but I think it's going to be there.
So Apple TV refresh with spec bump to perform as gaming console. Is that?
I love it. Let's go with that. Yes.
Okay.
Let's make it that specific.
Okay.
I think that's way better than just Apple TV spec bump.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I just wrote down what you said, so that's why I'm asking. So plus five on this one?
Oh, of course. I'm clearly voting emotionally today across the board.
This is a really, really compelling one because Apple just in June did some major change or made some major changes to how games can be ported or even run on macOS. I mean, it's not just Metal. There's a lot around it.
Yeah. It's not a question of when, but if. Mm-hmm. Or let me put that around in a non-drunken way. If not when.
Yes.
Or you know what I mean. Yes.
No, you totally yes. nailed it.
You
the
nailed it.
Way.
Yes, you nailed it. So yeah, I think it's definitely risky. I don't know if it's time for this yet, but why the heck not? Let's give it a plus five.
Great timing for holiday sales.
Yeah, exactly. And gaming is anyway very popular. So yeah. Okay, let's do it. Ben, what's your drunken?
At some point, an A17 Pro Apple TV will happen. The question is whether it's too soon to spare enough A17 Pros for this.
You mean the whatever 500 they will sell?
Yeah. I'll be one of them.
Yeah,
maybe,
but
maybe five of them. Mm-hmm. Screw it. Let's do a plus five.
Okay.
I know
yeah.
I lose this, but I'm yeah. going to feel emotionally.
Vote
like,
emotional yeah. with me.
Exactly. Dave, your thoughts on this?
I have this feeling that the text I sent to Jeff this morning kind of influenced his decision about this because I just so happened to be ordering Apple TVs for work today because we needed some more for our signage. And the delivery dates are pushed out to 4 to 6 weeks.
Oh, that's compelling.
Dave, so, you did have an influence on this. I was already thinking it's been a long time since we've had a significant change to Apple TV. Yep. I feel like we're overdue for that. And so that idea was bouncing around. Then you send me that message this morning and I'm like, oh, well, now I see why I've been thinking this.
What's so, up? Plus five.
Yeah. Plus five. Okay. And Jack, are you going to come on board?
Jack will vote rationally.
Yeah, I'm going to vote rationally. So. I'm going to give it a plus two. I think there's, I think it's okay. it's
very conservative today.
Yeah, there's some evidence. There's some evidence for it. You know what? Make that three.
Okay.
Because I keep.
I don't
thinking
know.
About
I'm kind of feeling four coming on.
No. I'm going to stick with three. But I think the whole.
Can you give me four? Give me four.
Double.
I feel like the lineup. The lineup at. On the Japanese Business Hour is, you know, mm-hmm. I thought that was an interesting point. So, I mean, that's the Japanese Business Hour. I'm not sure that really lines up with gaming, but I'll go with it anyway. So give me a plus three.
Okay. So now I'm going to throw a curveball.
Okay.
We talked about Japanese Business Hour and the weird timing it is, and we have not heard anything from the Apple Car project, whatever it is. We don't know, is it a car? Is it a car system? Are they partnering with someone? We don't know anything about it. We just know they've been working on it for a long, long time. Maybe they partnered with a Japanese car company, which there are many and really good ones. And that's why they're doing that, because they want to have that announced when it's daylight and working hours in Japan, so they can maybe even drive around or do something like live there with like local press or whatever. So my prediction is Apple Car project announcement. Said I'm not saying what it is. I'm just saying what we know as the Apple Car project. I think it was called Titan or rumored mm-hmm. to be called Titan at some point. Yep, whatever that Titan. Is, it's announced.
That's interesting.
Mm.
And I'm
okay,
giving
so
it
now
a plus five.
I am so emotionally on board with this. I love it. Okay, Patrice, Here's another twist to throw in that. If they were doing like a physical car partnership announcement thing, that seems really big. Why yes. not do that live in Japan? Like you send Tim and the other execs over, so it's not just a pre-recorded thing.
It's an actual live stream.
And wait, so as I'm saying this, the whole this is a pre-recorded thing, that's not actually Apple telling us it's pre-recorded.
No, they haven't said anything. Could be pre-recorded, could be live. We don't know.
I am so now emotionally invested in this, and I hope you're right.
Yeah, because, I mean, if they had done anything pre-recorded, then the timing wouldn't make a difference. Like, it's whatever daytime it is in the video is what the time is. Like, so for a live stream, that might make a difference. Where, like, wherever they have people located that they want to have in the live stream.
I love this. Oh!
So, what are your bets? Actually, no, Ben is first. Sorry. So, Ben.
-5
Okay. Any reason or just saying that it's like complete crazy?
We have seen absolutely nothing of Project Titan.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, and I think we have to agree to this part. Would something regarding the updated CarPlay count?
No. Yeah, definitely not. Because CarPlay, they've talked about it. It's known as CarPlay, so no CarPlay.
Yeah, definitely.
Very clearly. Five. Yes. I'll put that in here. No CarPlay. Okay. So -5 for you, Dave.
I agree with Ben. There's been absolutely no chatter about this at all with Project Titan and the car.
There's been plenty of chatter over the last years.
Not enough. Well,
this manager leaving the project.
Yeah, that too.
No, and like them trying to find a partner with some companies, and like there've been plenty of like. Even filings that they've done. So I think Tim Cook even said at some point that they are working on something. So, okay. But Dave?
I'll say -5.
-5. Okay. Chuck, Mr. Rational.
I think it's an interesting prediction, Patrice. I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility. The thing against it is that I can't believe that if that was the case, that they could have kept it secret with no rumors, no leaks, no nothing. So I'm guardedly pessimistic. I'm going to go -4.
Okay. Jeff, you're last in this round.
I am so emotionally invested in this because I just absolutely love it. Chuck. This would not be the first time Apple has made a major product announcement in this century where no one knew.
Mm-hmm.
No, you're right.
So we know it's plausible for Apple to do a product announcement where everyone is just wrong with their predictions.
Yeah. They've done it multiple times, even this century. It's not just the Apple Watch. It was Swift, for example. Nobody knew Swift was coming. I mean, yeah, it's a software thing, but it was big.
Mm-hmm. And so, Patrice, I'm all in on this one because I just love it so much. Give me a +5.
Okay, +5 for this.
He's emotional today.
Yes, I am.
He is.
Apparently, I just needed a reboot.
you know what doesn't need a reboot, Jeff?
TSO host.
I do know what does not need a reboot. But wait, I can't remember how to say the words again. What were those words, Ben?
Am I supposed to be the one who's drunk here, or are you?
Oh God, I just wanted to hear you say TSO host. Ah,
TSO host.
Thank you.
I'm gonna get your host.
Oh man, sometimes it is so hard to work with you. Oh my God. Anyhow, It is not hard, though, to work with TSL hosts because they are so good at what they do. And how's that, people? You just got, what, I think a triple transition into TSL hosts?
Yeah, and unlike Jeff, they give you copy.
Right, they do. Okay, so here's the deal. Why am I talking about TSL hosts? It's because what they do is give or provide web hosting and all the services that go along with that. And why do you care? Well, you should care because what they're doing is giving us those services so we can be here doing live shows for you. They give us the bandwidth for live streaming. And I mean, that's a heavy lift right there. They're giving us the hosting space for the website. They're giving us server space so that we can have all the recordings online for you so that you can watch or listen to shows whenever you like, which is super awesome. Without their generous support, we seriously would not be able to do what we are doing. And I've said it before, I'm saying it again, that is not hyperbole. The resources are beyond what we would be able to manage. So we really appreciate that TSL Host is here giving back to the community by supporting us. So thank you for that, TSL Host. All right, I said thank you. Now it's all of your turn to say thank you. So go out on social media and thank TSL Host for being here and supporting the British Tech Network. Only takes a minute, and if you are watching or listening to the recording, you can even pause for a second, go in and say thank you, and then start the show back up again, and we'll still be here. We're patient. All right. So thank you, TSL Hosts. Now, let's say, though, that you have decided, oh, I've got the perfect domain name, like maybe it's Ben's Bionic Birthday Bash.com. Remember those days? Anyhow, Ben's Bionic Birthday Bash. So you want to buy this domain name. Use TSL Host because they make it super easy to do, and they give you good pricing. And so throw that in your cart. But if you're going to buy the domain name bensbionicbirthdaybash.com, then you might as well make a website to go with it. So add in a hosting package and then add in the discount code BTN20 and you will get 20% off your order. So TSL Host is being super generous by supporting us, and they're being super generous by offering all of you, the BTN family, a discount just for being part of the family. So thank you, TSL Hosts, for being here and supporting us and just being awesome. And Patrice, even though you're like running everything else, do you have the energy to tell people about the live chat, or are you going to make me stumble through that?
No, I'm going to make Dave stumble through it. No, I can do it. It's fine. So we have a really awesome live chat. I'm going to keep it brief today because we're running a little bit behind. BritishTechNetwork.com, chat.BritishTechNetwork.com is our live chat. You can join it whenever we're recording, which is Fridays, 4 p.m. UK time for the Mac show, and Thursdays, 7 p.m. UK time for the big show. Be very careful. This weekend, Europe is changing back to winter time or standard time, whatever you want to call it. So we're going back by 1 hour. And that means all the show times for the rest of the world are completely screwed up. We'll post it on social media, don't worry. But keep that in mind for next week until I think everybody else switches. It's the usual, twice a year we get that chaos. So do that. If you are listening to this in recorded form, you want to still see our live chat, see what we've talked about, links, stuff like that, you can head over to britishtechnetwork.com/chat, put in the calendar, there's a calendar pops up, put in today's date as we're recording it, which is the 27th of October, 2023. And if you do that, you will see everything that we've talked about. There's that.
Thank you for doing so, that, Patrice.
Round two. Ben, you get to start. Fight.
My prediction is that AAA gaming will play a role in this announcement. Plus five.
Will play a role. Oh, so AAA gaming will play a role. How do we know what AAA gaming is? Because I wouldn't know. What is AAA gaming?
It is a game by a major studio.
Okay, I think those I can recognize, so should be okay. Mm-hmm. If not, I'll ask you, and you can tell me if this was a AAA game or not.
If it's Joe's 8-bit RPG, it's not a AAA game.
Okay. So
unless Dave, it's Doom.
Well, Doom is definitely on the list.
Yeah, Dave, that's definitely AAA.
What's
and
your?
That's by...
I don't know anything about gaming. I'm not even sure what I can say about that. I'll just do like a plus one.
Plus one. Very conservative. Chuck. Oh,
come on, Dave. We know you're pawning the noobs.
Okay. Chuck, what do you think?
Plus three.
Plus three. Okay. Okay. Not all in, sure. Jeff, are you all in?
Well, yes, but I need to give you an explanation why.
Okay.
First,
okay.
I feel like I need to emotionally support Ben. It's birthday time, so yes. even if Ben's prediction I felt was completely off base, I would take the hit on my bet just for the birthday support. All right, mm-hmm. But I have a little bit of logic that goes along with this. If I am predicting that we are getting an Apple TV refresh that will make the device more of a gaming console, then you kind of need to have the big names there to give it validity. So having the AAA game companies involved in some way makes sense. But
so that's a plus five? Bet.
Definitely a plus five.
That's a plus five. Okay.
Birthday bet.
I wasn't sure.
Five.
Birthday bet. Okay. Since I said the Apple TV might happen, that's actually a good point. So I think this I should follow this. But I'm not all in. I think it's very likely, but I'm not 100% in. So I'm gonna give it a plus four. So I think we have plus one. We didn't get anybody with plus two. We have one, three, four, five. So. Jeff, you should have done plus two.
Yeah, right.
So Dave will win or lose.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting. This is going to be an interesting one. I think I forgot to remove that.
Yes, is Dave having a repeat pick here?
No. I forgot to delete that. I was like, why is Dave already in? Dave, what's your prediction?
Oh, I got two things I'm thinking of. I'm just going to go with this one instead. I think... Apple is finally going to update the peripherals with their mice, especially the Magic Mouse, and have it so it doesn't charge on the bottom anymore. As well as I think there'll be a refresh of the keyboards and the Magic Trackpad.
So update to Magic Mouse, keyboard, and trackpad. And if they just put a USB-C port in, does that count as an update? I would say yes, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
I would say yes.
Plus five.
Just USB-C is enough. I'll put that in so that we know that later. Okay, plus five, you said. Chuck?
I want to be clear. So do you think this will be an announcement or do you think it will happen?
I mean, they might just show it. Like, if we can see it clearly on screen, even if they don't talk about it, it would be okay. Like,
it's worth the risk for me. if they do it, but
okay,
I think they'll show it.
Ooh, two plus two.
We have to be able to see it. So, like, somehow we have to determine this happened. Plus two.
You know what? Change it. Make that plus four.
Plus four. Okay.
All right.
All right. All right, okay. Jeff, it's your turn.
I've been thinking, so I could decide.
Never a good start.
No, yes. That's always a bad start. Okay.
I give thinking a minus four.
Yeah, same. All right. Yeah, I'm thinking that it is time at least for USB-C to happen mm-hmm. on peripherals. I love it. I'm clearly still in my emotional voting mode. Plus five.
That's fine. Okay. They have to do it. They have to do it next year. So the question, because EU, you were saying anything, headphones, keyboard, anything has to be USB-C. So
is it time to do it now?
The question is, yeah, is it now or do they wait until fall next year? I think that's the time when they have to do it.
Christmas.
Holiday yeah, season. I would say why not? I mean, it's not a big like USB-C chain, even if that's all they do. Even if the stupid mouse still charges from the bottom and they just switch out for the USB-C, that is a chain. Yeah, why not? Like, it's a super easy one to do. Why not do it now? I mean, they clearly are updating everything. They did the Apple Pencil. So why not? Yeah, okay, plus five. I'm with you. Ben?
Plus five.
Plus five, okay. Reason, same, what we said.
Yeah,
USB-C.
If they update the iMac, there is 100% they're updating the peripherals. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yep. Doesn't take them much time to do it. Yeah. Like some intern somewhere got a job to switch out the port.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true. Well, technically, probably the iPad did, but yeah.
Well, I mean, the iPhone was the big deal. I mean, yeah, they mm-hmm. have had the iPad.
Yeah, that's
for
true.
Years,
but... That's true, but with that, I mean,
the most
I think...
attention with the iPhone, because that's more people yeah. have iPhones.
Yeah, why not now? Like they can do it. Yep. Chuck, your final prediction, please.
My final prediction is that there will be an M3 in the Mac Studio.
Mac Studio refresh. I like this.
Hmm. Okay. I mean, yeah, about time, I would say. So, makes sense. Plus well, five on this one?
Yeah, I'm going to go plus five on this one.
Okay.
Because I think Wicked Fast doesn't make sense for the Mac Pro. I'm mm-hmm. not sure Wicked Fast makes sense for the iMac. So, I feel like the Mac Studio is the logical place to be Wicked Fast.
Yeah, and I mean, it will be an M2 Max, right? I think they had Max and Ultra in the studio.
Yeah, so that's why I'm saying an M3. I don't know what mm-hmm. flavor, but or what flavors. Because Patrice, to hark back to one of your predictions, you know, about the Apple Car. If the Apple Car mm-hmm. is Wicked Fast, then all bets are off, man. That's...
well... You
know. So...
Who knows?
But I feel pretty good about this one.
Yeah, I'll note down that it's an M3 flavor, not just the baseline CPU. Because you could confuse that. It's not the M3 itself, it's the M3 line, basically. Right. Maybe you should write that. There will be an M3 line processor. Make it clear.
Right.
So, okay, easy.
Hmm.
Okay, Jeff?
Hmm.
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 Okay.
Let me guess. Plus five.
Well, hold on. I'm not sure yet. I got to talk through this one. All right. So I'm on record saying no M3. But I'm also on record saying, how about in the iPad?
Yes.
Yeah, you contradict yourself here.
And it's a processor that is designed maybe specifically we get a car. For the iPad
you have a
line.
Car. You have a car.
And now we have cars and everything else. But I really like the idea of a Mac Studio refresh. And considering the processors that are already there, it would make sense to have a new processor in the Mac Studio. But at the same time, I've already said there's no M3. And what the hell?
So,
I'm contradicting myself everywhere. Plus five.
See, I knew it. You just keep Jeff talking and he will end up in front
and eventually I'm just going to throw all my chips at you.
I think this is a plus five for me. I think the studio hasn't been updated in a while. I think if they do an M3, it would make sense. It has.
WWDC along with the Mac Pro.
Yeah, with the M2.
Huh. That is a good point. I didn't even think about that. I forgot about that. Okay, I'm changing that. I'm going to say a minus five. I don't think we're getting a Mac Studio. We just got an update, so I don't think so. Okay.
Studio.
Forgot about that.
Oh, you're right. June 2023.
So,
well,
Ben,
my
guessing
emotional vote part still works.
So, Ben, minus five?
Yes, only because I can't go higher.
I'm sorry, because you can't go higher.
All right, Patrice and Ben went on points for that
just
one.
Updated.
And Dave,
yeah, I'm going
even
minus
that
five too.
Minus five, okay. Minus five. It's really funny. Sometimes new stuff comes out, and you're like, "Oh, wait, that changes things."
All right, Chuck. I'm going. I'm crashing and burning on that one with you.
So, Jeff, what crash and burn prediction do you have as your final prediction?
All right, so here's the funny thing. All of my predictions, except for one on this list, have already come up in some form today.
So okay.
The only thing that's left on my list is Air Force One in a costume.
Okay, in a costume.
Now, it could be like when he did the tracksuit thing. You know, something like that, but there you go.
It is Halloween Eve, so
yeah. Well, Halloween Eve, right?
Right, yep.
So plus five, I'm guessing, on this one.
Sure, it would be weird to not emotionally support myself, that would be unhealthy.
Others have done it. I have a prediction, like, my predictions will go in the same direction, so. I'm kind of conflicted. I'm not sure they're going to do full-on costume, but I mean, you said, like, it doesn't have to be Halloween costume. It could just be a costume like they did that tracksuit. So something he usually, at least in videos, wouldn't wear. So I'm going to go with you. That's fine.
I appreciate the emotional support.
Who's next? Sorry, Ben.
Negative five. I think Federici will not be part of this this presentation.
Okay. Not even running through once or standing somewhere in the background or anything like that.
No. Need, because this is any of his in his wheelhouse. I agree with Ben. Minus five for me too.
Oh, okay, minus five for Dave as well. Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
Chuck.
Yeah, I think someone will be in a costume, but it won't be Federici.
Possible.
Possible, yeah. Okay, Chuck.
Oh.
You can see the wheels turning in Chuck.
Yeah. I want this. I think even though it's not in his wheelhouse, he's the perfect guy to pull something like this off. So.
Yeah, it's not going to be Tim. So.
I'm. No. Yeah, that doesn't. Well, you never know. I'm going to go plus one. I agree with Dave's logic, but I also feel like there's a better than average chance that you might see him in something, even if it's just in the background.
A Air Force cameo.
Yeah. So mine is very carefully phrased. I didn't want to do anything hardware other than the car. So I'm saying one presenter will have something Halloween in view. Could be, I don't know, a figurine on a desk or something in the background. Could be like someone is wearing a costume of some sort. Something where you say, where it's not like they're not talking about Halloween and ooh and whatever. Like, it's not obvious. It's like it's a subtle thing somewhere where they just nod to, hey, yes, Halloween is happening. So that's my prediction.
And how
I hope
much?
That's gets understandable. I'm going to give plus five for that one.
I will concur with Patrice.
Okay. Any ideas from your perspective what that could be?
I don't know, but I think given the timing, Apple's going to go into this.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, if they did a video, they recorded it a while ago. But I mean, that doesn't matter. They can still do something.
But they knew when it was going to be.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Hopefully. It's not, oh, well, someone is going on vacation on Tuesday. We should do an event. Let's do it Monday. Like, hey, what slot is open in Tim's calendar? Oh, Monday at 5. Okay, we'll do it. You know how that works. Okay, Dave, what do you think?
I'm going to be a little more conservative. I'm kind of on the fence about if that'll happen or not. So I'm going to be like a +2.
+2, okay. Chuck,
I gotta go with +5. If they don't do that, given that the little jack-o'-lantern thing, you know, gift that they had, I just feel like this would be a completely wasted opportunity, and Apple just doesn't waste opportunities.
Yeah.
So,
well, they do sometimes.
Well, very, very seldom.
I remember us saying it. It was like, oh, Pride Month is happening and Apple should say something, and it was nothing. So.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
Yeah, it's possible. But okay, +5 for you. And Def, you are our final bet for today.
All right, I have a question. Mm-hmm. A clarification. On you.
Okay.
Okay, so... If they just reference spooky fast, is that enough to qualify as a Halloween reference?
Was it spooky fast or scary fast?
Scary fast.
It said scary fast.
Scary fast.
No, it would depend on how they say it. If they say it in a Halloween way where it's like, oh, scary fast or something.
Or maybe if there's some animation behind them that implies Halloween or okay.
Yeah. It has to be something where we very clearly say, okay, this is about Halloween and not just okay, it's scary fast, because they've probably said scary fast in the past and it will have nothing to do with Halloween.
Yeah, so like
it has to be clear.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, like say spooky lighting, Tim coming out in a Frankenstein costume, jack-o'-lanterns, that type of thing.
Yeah, exactly. Which is not gonna happen.
Okay. Then I'm all in. Give me a 5. Okay. +5.
Did you let me double check? I think you did +5 on everything.
I haven't looked at our +5.
Oh no, you did a -5 on Ben's. That was the only negative.
I gave Ben a -5
on his birthday
show.
Yes, wow. You did.
Oh,
you did. It was the only one.
Well, okay. At least I was all in for you, even though it was against you.
That was all so, out.
All out, exactly.
I was trying to spin it in a positive way. All in against you is definitely all out, but it sounds nicer.
Well, it could also be far out, but that's a different story.
Yes.
So that concludes our keynote poker for today. There's a chance if someone has a non-graded prediction that they want to make, we can throw them in the document now. So let me know.
I do.
You do. Okay, then go for it.
Someone will be wearing a Halloween costume.
Someone will be wearing a Halloween costume. Okay. Cool.
But anything else? It won't be Air Force One.
You know, so if they do like one of their promo video things where it's obviously a bunch of actors doing something and it's like a party. And someone's in a costume. That would qualify because we're seeing someone in a Halloween costume.
Someone,
on screen.
Someone, enough. Somewhere. Yeah.
Or
which would
they
also
could,
qualify.
They could show off.
Yeah. Which photos. Would also qualify for my prediction. So.
To yes. Say.
The Mac Pro will get a Halloween costume.
Exactly. Yes. No, I'm throwing in the Mac Pro will get new CPU options. So I know they announced just the Mac Pro with M2, but I'm thinking they might do something with more CPUs where you can get extra CPUs you couldn't get. Maybe you can get a second CPU, or they do the M2, M3 Extreme, or even the M3s at all. If they say, hey, and the Mac Pro also gets the M3s. Just some new options, simply.
I like that. Okay. If it's not an M3 option, I think anything. That would be a press release.
Yes. Well, no, I was really hoping that before, like, an M3 Extreme or something. But
which would be really cool. Kind of,
that would be awesome.
Okay. I have not a that second I would ever one. Buy
it. Sure, go awesome. For it, man.
The MacBook Pro will get a new color.
That I would be so annoyed if that happened. I don't want to not buy a new one. But if it has a really cool new color, I might get it because I'm annoyed by the colors.
Hmm.
If they do a pink MacBook Pro, I might sell this one.
You and Christina Warren.
Mm-hmm. 100%. Anybody else got anything you want to add?
I'll add, I think that my other one was going to be, I think they are going to do some refreshes on the MacBook Pro.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
With them M3s.
So some refreshes on MacBook Pro. Okay. Cool. Anything else, Chuck? You got anything?
No, I mean, everybody's kind of covered the things that I was thinking. You know, serious predictions or not, so.
Yeah, okay. Here's going to be something I don't think will happen, but I'm going to put it out anyway. MacBook Pro will get an RGB keyboard.
Wow, okay. That is definitely out there.
A MacBook Pro will get an RGB keyboard? Why?
So instead of just white backlighting, you can set the color of your backlight.
Okay. And
that would be cool. I would like it, but wow, that's definitely out there.
That's way out there.
Yeah, hence why it's in the ungraded.
Well, yeah. I mean, you can throw anything in there. Like, we'll see. Usually we're more right about these than we are about our actual predictions.
Would that have any accessibility benefits?
No, it'd be pretty much just if there's a heavy gaming aspect to this, kind of pandering towards gamers.
Yeah, that's a good
point. And people who like to customize.
Yeah. Buster could also
I would like integrate it. With Mac. I'm not a gamer. I would like it.
All right. So I think if Apple did RGB keyboard, it wouldn't be like you're seeing on a lot of the gaming keyboards where it becomes a rave or disco light show. It's like you pick the color and it's just that color.
Mm-hmm.
However, it won't stop people later on from figuring out how to write little apps that hack around that and turn it into the disco keyboard.
The disco keyboard. That's true. So, Jeff, you got a disco keyboard prediction you want to add?
I do not. But,
you do not. Okay.
But I emotionally love Ben's idea.
Mm-hmm. Me too. All right. Then that is it for today. Let's go around and let the good people know where they can find us. Start with Chuck.
MacVoices.com is where you can find everything that I do and the people we're talking to. We just wrapped up what I call Take Control Week, celebrating the 20th anniversary of Take Control Books with interviews with the past and present publishers and a large Take Control author reunion that I would recommend to anyone, not just for the nostalgia part and not just because these are cool people, but it really does show you kind of what the publishing industry was when it started and what it's turned into now. It was so far ahead of its time. I don't even think I appreciated how far ahead of its time it was. So those are some really, really good listens, honest. And of course, everybody here, Patrice, when she stays up late, does Mac Voices Live with me, among others, on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, whatever time that is, wherever you are, at youtube.com/MacVoicesTV. Finally, you can find me on pretty much all the socials as at Chuck Joyner.
Happy Halloween. Will there be a Halloween edition of Mac Voices?
There will indeed. There will
then
indeed.
Then I will for sure join that because Wednesday is a public holiday.
Yes. Oh, great. Literally on Halloween.
On Halloween. Nice. Yeah,
so Halloween party on Mac Voices Live. Come dressed as your favorite whatever.
Suit.
And keyboard.
Everyone come dressed as Ben.
Yep.
Oh, well, it'll be funny.
Which okay, I hadn't thought
I
about
guess
that
I have
one
to go shopping again.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Thanks, Patrice.
You're welcome. And Dave, where can the good people find more about you?
You can find me at In Touch with iOS at intouchwithios.com. You're way overdue to be on the show, Patrice, but I think I might be able to come up with a day in a couple of weeks here. We'll talk. Mm-hmm. And you also can find me on my YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/intouchwithios. I'm on Mastodon at DaveG65 at mastodon.cloud. I'm on Mac Vices Live every Tuesday, as Chuck mentioned, and here on Fridays, and you can just find me. Thanks, Patrice.
You're welcome. Thanks for being here, Dave. And birthday boy Ben, where can people find out more about your awesome birthday and everything you're doing?
I was going to say, well, Jeff, but well, Patrice. You can find me on social media at Ben Rathig. You can find me on the web at my newly renovated because of Jeff, Rathig.tech. On Tuesdays, you can find me on Mac Voices with Mr. Chuck Joyner. On Thursdays, In Touch with iOS with Mr. Dave Ginsburg. And Thursday and Friday here on the British Tech Network. Wow, I actually do that better when I've been drinking.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Yeah, and there was a really good article that you wrote about the Scary Fast event and what you think is going on. So highly recommend heading over to Rathig.tech. And before I hand over back to Jeff, you can find out more about me on this very show every week on Friday on the Mac Show, also on Thursdays on the Big Show. If you want to know more about non-Apple tech, like space and gaming and chip design and Android, and we talk about weird other things sometimes, like yesterday where there was a really random show with like all over the place simply. You can find out more about everything else I'm doing, all the social media links, the podcast, the projects, literally everything on my website, thepatrice.com. And you can find really cool people talk about food-related memories and stories and just everything that goes with that on Foodie Flashback at foodieflashback.com. And now, Jeff, take us out. Where can people find you?
Oh, well, before I tell where people can find me, Patrice, thank you for doing your usual amazing job hosting Keynote Poker. That was absolutely fantastic and so much fun. So thank you. All right. Now, people can find me on social media as Jay Gamut, mostly on Mastodon and Instagram right now. Then on podcasts, Chuck lets me on Mac Voices Live on Tuesdays. Dave lets me join in Touch with iOS on Thursdays. Both of them are saints and gluttons for punishment. But I do appreciate that I get to be part of your show. So thank you. Then here on the British Tech Network, Thursday, the Big Show, Friday, the Mac Show. And then Brian Chaffin and I record the Context Machine. And so with that, Patrice, thank you again. That was awesome. And everyone that's watching or listening live, thank you for being here and being part of the show. Everyone that participates in the live chat, thank you for doing that. All of you that watch or listen to the shows later, thank you for being part of the whole big party as well. And Ewan, thank you for being you. Muller, thank you for making sure we have people for the shows. TSO host, thanks for making sure we have all the resources we need so we can be here online. Check out the Daily News Show, and you will love it. Kyle is amazing. Throw some money at it so we can keep that show running. And Ben, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Ben.
Tomorrow.
Yep, and I hope you have a wonderful birthday. And with that, join us next Thursday for the Big Show. Come back again on Friday for the Mac Show. And everyone, have an awesome weekend.